The Prime Minister launched the Labour Party's revised policy on climate change this morning. Julia Gillard promised to convene a citizens' assembly that'll be given a year to consider what action the government should take on climate change. She also promised that Australia would have no new dirty coal-fired power plants. But a group of protesters shouted throughout the speech Ms Gillard gave on the new policy.
Fossil fuels have got to go! Hey, hey! Oh, ho! Fossil fuels have got to go! Hey, hey! Oh, ho!
And one young man who tried to enter the room was pounced on by security staff. Sabra Lane is travelling with the Prime Minister and she joins us now. So Sabra, just how much of a disturbance did those protesters cause?
Oh, Eleanor, they were a little bit noisy. The man that you talked about, Bradley Smith, the young man in his 20s, tried to storm the pavilion area where the Prime Minister was giving her speech, but security staff were on to him pretty quickly. She ended up joking to the Labor MPs that were with her at this event. She joked to Arch Bevis that it was one of his noisy constituents who'd come along and interrupted proceedings. But they were quite noisy, but the Prime Minister joked about it and continued on with her speech.
So now the key element of her speech was this Citizens' Assembly. Is it an attempt to gauge whether there is community consensus for an emissions trading scheme?
That's right. When Ms Gillard took over the Prime Ministership 4 weeks ago, she talked about the need for a deep and lasting community consensus on tackling climate change and developing an emissions trading scheme. She says that 150 people from all walks of life will be independently chosen to sit on this assembly and consider the science behind climate change, and also to consider a market mechanism for dealing with it, for cutting pollution and cutting emissions reductions. And she said specifically they'll look at the carbon pollution reduction scheme, the plan that the government tried to implement that was voted down by Parliament. A special climate commission of experts in the field of climate science will also be available to this citizens group to advise them on the science and the latest international developments. Ms Gillard says the Assembly will not be the final arbiter nor the judge of consensus. So let's hear now from Julia Gillard about the need for this citizens assembly.
Consensus on this issue should not depend solely on a fragile agreement between political parties. Adopting a market-based mechanism to price carbon will transform the way we live and the way we work. Such a major change cannot be made and unmade on the oscillations of the political pendulum. If we are re-elected, I will deliver a dedicated process, a citizens' assembly, to examine over 12 months the evidence on climate change, the case for action, and the possible consequences of introducing a market-based approach to limiting and reducing carbon emissions.
That's the Prime Minister Julia Gillard. And Sabra, the Prime Minister also made promises about renewable energy and coal-fired power plants. What are the details there?
That's right, Eleanor. Ms Gillard says if this government is re-elected, the government will set aside $1 billion over the next 10 years to connect renewable power sources like solar plants and wind farms to the national grid. She's also promised an end to dirty coal-fired power plants. She says plants that have already been approved but not yet built won't have to satisfy these new standards, but she says every new coal-fired plant from here on in will have to. This is how the Prime Minister announced new emissions standards for those power plants.
Labor will ensure that all new power stations will have to meet best practice standards for their carbon emissions. New coal-fired power stations will also have to be carbon capture and storage ready, capable of being retrofitted to capture and store the pollution caused by burning coal.
Julia Gillard again there. Now, Sabra, did she make any comments about whether tackling climate change would push up electricity costs?
Look, she did. In the context of her speech, she said that many people had mistakenly suggested that rising electricity prices now were going up because of the carbon pollution reduction scheme. She pointed out that this was wrong, that the scheme hadn't been even implemented, and she said the reason why prices are going up is that companies have underinvested in years gone by in upgrading their plants, and that's the reason why prices are going up. But she also used this to attack the opposition leader, Tony Abbott, for harnessing this fear about electricity prices. Let's listen to what she had to say.
No, it's not wrong to be concerned. What is wrong is to exploit those concerns deliberately in order to create fear and anxiety with the aim of holding action back. That's what my opponent, Mr. Abbott, is doing. He pretends to want real action on climate change, but is full of empty slogans.
That's Julia Gillard having a swipe at Tony Abbott, but she can't shake the questions about Kevin Rudd, can she?
She can't. The Prime Minister, the ghosts of Prime Minister past, he continues to haunt her. She was asked about whether Mr Rudd can continue to hold down a job as a federal politician and a job for the United Nations. Ms Gillard said that she didn't want to presume that Labor would win this next election with that question. She said this will be a photo finish. But she also said that she wasn't surprised that he'd been approached to do this work. She was also asked about the story that was aired on ABC News 24 last night that Mr Rudd routinely missed many meetings of the National Security Committee of Federal Cabinet, and at some points he delegated his 31-year-old Chief of Staff, Alexander Jordan, to attend for him. I asked her specifically in light of these new revelations, did Mr Rudd deserve a front bench role in an elected government, given that's what she's promised? Let's listen now to how she responded to that question.
When you walk into the cabinet room to attend a cabinet meeting or a meeting of a cabinet committee like the National Security Committee, you give your word to keep the proceedings in the cabinet room confidential, and I'm going to honour my word. So I'm not going to be speaking publicly about what happens at any cabinet committee meeting. Having said that, though, I also want to say this. I worked alongside Kevin Rudd as Prime Minister. And as Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd was deeply concerned about the security of the Australian people and deeply concerned about our national security as a nation.
That's the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard. And